Good afternoon for WVAS News. I'm Melanie Hogan. A voter registration card will be sent to more than 120,000 residents this week in Montgomery for this year's election cycle. Montgomery County Board of Registrars Chairman Jim Wilson says the card will help voters find their voting precincts and polling places.
On that card is also listed the four areas that they'll be voting in this year: County School District 1, Congressional District 3, County Commission District 5. These were all changed. All of those lines were redrawn, approved by the Department of Justice, and will be included in this year's election. Those are the ones that will be the contested races fall within those zones. Some of those will be totally new for the voters because they may have moved or the lines may have moved on them. So they should review that.
The mailer will also include a sample ballot. To register to vote, call the Montgomery County Board of Registrars office at 832-1215. The state's primary election is March 13th. Some families who left Alabama last fall in fear of the state's tough crackdown on illegal immigration are returning to the state. Zane Smith, an immigration attorney for the Southern Poverty Law Center, says immigration is not a state issue.
The best outcome ultimately is to pressure our federal government, because this is a federal issue. When we as a state can pressure our federal representatives to make a change and stop playing politics with the issue, that's when we'll have a solution. That's when we'll have an answer to how to deal with immigration in America. The system we have right now is broken, and it cannot support the numbers and the changes that we've seen in the past 10 to 20 years.
Immigrant advocacy groups and the Obama administration sued over Alabama's law. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is set to hear arguments on March 1st. Country Crossing developer Ron Gilley says he never met former state senator Larry Means until the day they were arrested and taken to FBI headquarters in Montgomery. Gilley, who pleaded guilty, testified for the fourth day today in Alabama's gambling corruption trial. Under questioning by defense attorney Bill Clark, Gilley said he never met with or talked with Means while trying to buy votes for pro-gambling legislation. Gilley's lobbyist Jennifer Pouncey testified last week that she agreed to provide $100,000 in campaign contributions to Means, a Democrat, and that her supervisor told her that Gilley had approved the payment. Prosecutors played a wiretapped phone call last week where Gilley told Pouncey's supervisor, Jared Massey, to do what was necessary to get Means' vote. Pouncey and Massey have pleaded guilty. In other news, a Greenville man is facing a manslaughter charge in the accidental shooting death of his 18-year-old sister. Greenville police said the shooting happened Sunday afternoon at a residence on Bowling Street. Police said DeMario Jackson was holding a pistol and removed the ammunition clip. He then pointed the weapon at his sister, Unika Jackson, pulled the trigger, discharging the weapon. Authorities said Unika Jackson was shot in the head and killed. Greenville police ruled the shooting an accident, but DeMario Jackson was arrested and charged with manslaughter. The judge in the case of a man accused of poisoning the tumorous corner oak trees at Auburn University will not step down over concerns about his impartiality. Lee County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Walker has denied a motion by attorney Everett West, who represents Harvey Updike Jr. of Dadeville. Updike is scheduled to go on trial March 6th. Federal officials are concerned about an increasing number of deaths from hepatitis C. They're considering whether people born between 1945 and 1965 should get a one-time blood test, especially since two new drugs hold the promise of many more cures. About half of the 3.2 million Americans with chronic hepatitis C don't know they have it. Also, a groundbreaking ceremony was held in Tuscaloosa today for a new facility designed to improve the forecasting and reporting of droughts, floods, and other water-related issues. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Water Center will be the first of its kind in the nation. Officials with NOAA said the facility will also serve as a national flood forecasting center for more than two dozen river systems. Flooding across the nation claims about 100 lives each year and causes billions of dollars in damage. The National Water Center in Tuscaloosa is scheduled to open next summer. This afternoon, look for partly cloudy skies and your highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening with your lows in the upper 40s. Wednesday, expect a 30% chance of rain showers in the afternoon, cloudy skies, and highs in the lower 70s. Wednesday night, cloudy with your lows in the mid-50s. On your Thursday, look for a 20% chance of thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies, and your highs in the mid-70s. Thursday night, thunderstorms likely, lows in the lower 60s, and a chance of rain at 70%. 3%. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.